You make an arm on these farms for a Costco school.
Yeah, I bet I spent $30,000.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
That is no more than that, actually. It's not only what you spend, it's what you don't earn.
Yeah, that's it. The time you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, time you lose, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 38.
Yes, sir. You know, you're young looking, though. I could guess you're 24-5.
That's for from dirty living.
You really do. You look young, Robert. I'd guess you're in the 20s.
Well, I get the creeks sometime.
Don't the other guys guess you that way?
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, let's see. Where in the world?
Do I look as old as I am?
No. You look not old, maybe 51, 52. Clean living.
Well, I don't know. They're not in the country, Robert. Oh, I'd be good yet for this blood I got.
Yeah, these darn things get you, don't they?
Oh, they do. They set you back. You feel draggy. You put things off doing. Oh, you don't feel like you have days you just don't want to do it.
It took me just about 2 years to get over that abscessed appendix.
Yes, sir. You know, you just don't feel like doing it, do you?
No.
Oh, man, I cut weeds and digging or things where it's hard work, you know. Mm-hmm. I take days, Robert, when I just got all I can do is take care of them hogs, them cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I, that hot weather, boy, I just dreaded that some evenings. I felt something.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I just dread to start out.
Oh, if somebody said, is it far to Enid, you'd say, yeah, it's a...
Well, it's 40 miles, good hour, pretty good drive over there, I'd say.
Yeah, 40 miles and that's a...
Well, I tell a lot of guys it takes runs an hour to drive over there, but maybe some of them speedsters don't think so, you know.
Yeah, it's not a little ways, it's a...
It's quite a ways over there, I call it. I've seen days it seem like it'd be quite a ride over there.
Oh, let's see, if you were talking about your neighbor over here and you, let's say you were going to town, and I said, who went to town, you'd say...
My neighbor went.
And
I?
Uh-huh.
My neighbor and I went to town.
Mm-hmm. And if we were going to town together, and I said, who's going, you'd say...
Yeah, well, you and I go together.
Mm-hmm. That means not one of us, but...
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. Somebody brought something here for you and your wife, and I said, who's this for? You say it's for...
My wife and I together.
Uh-huh. And if you locked yourself out of the house and your wife was in here and you hollered and she said, who is it? You'd say...
It's me.
Mm-hmm. If somebody was your height, you'd say, he's as tall as...
Yeah, as I. We're both same height.
Mm-hmm. If somebody could do something, very well, and you couldn't do it so well, and somebody said, you do it, you'd say, no, let him do it because he can do it better.
So much better than I can, let him do it.
Mm-hmm. If you were walking someplace with somebody and you'd come to the point where you were going to stop, you'd say, oh, come on, go farther. You'd say, no, I'm sorry, but this is...
As far as I'm going, I'm stopping off here.
Mm-hmm. If, there was another fellow here and he and I were sitting here, and let's say we had two piles of things, a pile over there and a pile over here. That one would belong to you. And if you're talking about this pile, you'd say that's...
His pile.
Or if it belongs to this fellow and me, it's...
Their pile.
Or...
His pile.
Or I'd say, whose pile is this? You'd say it's...
Belongs to the other guy.
Yeah, or yeah. It's...
I looked through that one and I didn't hear that.
There's another fellow sitting over here with me, and if we have something and we divide it, we have a pile for this fellow and for me here, and the pile over there for you. You'd say,
this is mine, that belongs to that fellow and the other fellow.
And me.
And me.
And if I said to you, whose pile is this, you'd say that's...
His pile and mine.
Uh-huh. Yours or...
His.
Uh-huh. If let's say that pile over there was for you and your wife. I'd say, this one belongs to us, and that's